No, Fidelma, you're a specialist in vernacular architecture and you gave us a lecture this morning about its disappearance in the County Clare.
It's a very big topic and I touched the surface. What I was saying this morning was that we must go back to the 18th and 19th centuries and see what was there, and in the 20th and 21st century to see what remains. And unless we document and examine and study and know the reality of these places, well, all conservation, all restoration is guesswork. And that is exactly what happened. And worse than guesswork, it probably is based on a cliched model or a stereotypical image, an iconographic interpretation of the traditional house. So that's the kind of conservation and restoration we're getting in vernacular, that it conforms to the generic, but it really isn't laid down in the specific, because we don't have the information on the specific. The research isn't done. I'm trying to do some research, but it's vast, especially when you're talking about the 19th century. I emphasised, as a source of information, the 1841 and 1851 census that took place in Ireland. And in that census of 1841, there is a section on the houses of the people, and they give a classification of the house categories, from the first class, which was top of the range, to the fourth class, which was a one-roomed, what they call mud house. And I'm questioning if such houses existed in the way they're described in the census, and that there may be some discrepancies there, either due to the way the information was collected or due to the people filling out the census themselves did not fill it out adequately. But there certainly is a story to be told there. The other myth that we have is that after the famine it was a landscape of ruins with a couple of, you know, abject people moving along in the rain, somewhere between, you know, 49 houses that were abandoned. And this is not the case at all. If you look at the 1841 and the 1851 census, you will see that there is a great shift in the types of houses in use. The greatest decimation took place in the one-roomed category, but during in 10 years between 1841 and 1851, we see that the categories of houses, people upgraded all the way, and that really there are very few houses that seem to go off the map, that go missing. And within that, there is also the evictions, which was responsible for a lot of levelling of houses. So I'm asking if this great landscape of ruins really did ever exist in Clare, or is this another famine myth? The greatest myth of all, I suppose, to do with houses and the famine is the very exotic pre-famine village, where I have been shown, not in Clare in this case, in another part of Ireland, a pre-famine village. When I did the history of it, I found that people were living in it up to 1976, unbroken record. This is also the case in Clare, and I have grave doubts about this whole thing about the pre-famine village. It may have been built pre-famine, which is an entirely different matter. It certainly wasn't abandoned pre-famine or during the famine, in my estimation. And I base that on the census data, and I also base it on a minute analysis of the details of the architecture, where I would be suspicious these buildings would have been built during the famine or after the, or before the famine. Certainly, from looking at them, with a finer building and better quality, would probably be late 19th century. I first worked on vernacular in Clare in the late 1970s and early 1980s when I did an MA thesis on vernacular dwellings in three baronies in County Clare. And since then I've been quite interested in the whole topic, and it is unfortunately utterly neglected in Clare, particularly by the County Council and the powers that be. There is no policy, there is very haphazard conservation. It's haphazard is the word. They preserve this and leave that, but when they make decisions, they're not based on a great body of research to say which ones are important, which are not. From what I see, it's based on the stereotypical cliched image of conservation, and that's what we're conserving. And the great example of that would be, where have we preserved in Clare a one-roomed dwelling that was so frequent and so important in the landscape in the 1840s, and that 70% of these dwellings had disappeared by 1851. And I still see examples in the landscape, but I think I'm probably one of the few people to note what they are. There are a few probably left. These would be very important dwellings to take care of in County Clare, because they have a lot to say of the economy of the time. For me, I am very, very lucky to have the support of CLASP, and in the Clare Local Studies in the County Library, and in particular Maureen Cober. I've worked with her over the last 2 years, and it's through my collaboration with CLASS that I'm beginning to discover all of these things, and they have supported me. And at the moment I'm documenting these places. They're fading into the realms of archaeology, and I'm hoping just to catch them before they go. And that I could not do without the absolutely marvellous support of CLASP.